There you go! Left field! We got a tie ball game! Julio! Oh, baby, what a moment! Tie ball game at 7-7!
Swing! On its way! Left center field! Suarez tags it deep by the wall! Walk it off! Eugenio!
Welcome to the Swing Podcast, the Seattle Mariners pod. I'm your host, Jack Powers. We're going to dive into a lot of stuff surrounding the playoffs. The schedule came out with the times they're going to be playing. We got one more game to recap on the year from the regular season. We're going to talk about Julio and what he did this year and some other statistical stuff that is cool going into the first matchup of the year in the playoffs. So, last game of the year, Tyler Alexander gets the mound for Detroit. 4-11 with a 4.72 ERA. It was a 1:10 p.m. Pacific time game. And Marco Gonzalez got the mound for the Mariners, 10-15 on the year with a 4.14 ERA. Whole purpose of him getting this last start was to literally give it his all because he will most likely not play in the playoffs unless it's in the ALDS game five or something crazy, which is still very unlikely. Nonetheless, they went in to go out long, preserve the bullpen for the playoffs. Now, before the game started, there were some roster moves. Jesse Winker was placed on the 10-day injured list with the cervical disc bulge, which is retroactive to October 3rd. It means he will miss the wild card series and the American League Division Series, I believe, or he might be able to come back at the end, but nonetheless, I'm not too mad. He's not the greatest, but he hasn't been the greatest player for the Mariners, very well known throughout Mariners fans. Anyways, Taylor Trammell gets recalled from AAA due to the Winker getting put on the 10-day IL. So I like Taylor Trammell. I think he's a good addition to have on the team. A little cool stat I'd like to mention is the Mariners this year, they finished the year first in MLB to lead in one-run wins in back-to-back years. The last team to do this was the Cincinnati Reds 125 years ago in 1897 to 1898. So long time since a team has back-to-back years of winning the most one-run ball games. Anyways, right off the bat, Julio Rodriguez hits a leadoff solo home run, his 28th to right field. It's amazing. You have to listen to it.
Tyler Alexander on the mound for Detroit. High drive, left field. Say goodbye to that one. Julio, upper tank, 1-0 Mariners.
So with that home run, it would be his 28th on the year. And now he now leads in home runs by Mariner rookies. He passes Alvin Davis, who had 27 in 1984. So he is now in the history books. He also has the most leadoff home runs ever in a season for the Mariners, which is now 6. He passes Ichiro, who had 5 in 2002. And then right after that, Mitch Haniger comes up to the plate. I guess not right after. It wasn't back-to-back, but pretty dang close.
That is not going to stay in the yard, boys and girls. Mitch Haniger teeing off with his 11th, 2-0 Mariners.
So Mariners would take a 2-0 early lead after the first inning, and then it'd be scoreless all the way until we reach the top of the fourth, where Marco Gonzalez finally gives up some runs off of Candelario, who had a two-run single, tying up the ball game at 2-2. And then an inning later in the top of the fifth, Javier Baez had an RBI single, making it 3-2 Detroit, giving them the lead. And then bottom of the sixth, Mitch Haniger had a leadoff walk. And then our pitcher, who won the game yesterday, had a little bit of some home run action.
Oh, and two. Luis, now he drives this deep to left. Padu's not going to get that one. Luis Torrens with a two-run homer and an 0-2 pitch, and the Mariners are back in front.
So Luis Torrens would hit a massive two-run home run for the Mariners all the way deep to left field, his third on the year. It's the first primary position player to ever record a win and then hit a home run the next day since Jimmy Fox in 1945. I mean, Shohei Ohtani does it, but he's not a primary position player. He's a primary pitcher. There's the difference. Anyways, that would give the Mariners a 4-3 lead over Detroit. And then in the top of the seventh, Riley Green would tie it up with a RBI single on a line drive to center field. And Marco Gonzalez would finish the inning for the Mariners, even with traffic on the bases. So he ended up getting relieved in the eighth by Paul Sewald. So Marco finished his last outing on the year with 7 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Not too bad. He lets that bullpen rest, only made him have to pitch 2 guys over 1 inning each. So Paul Sewald came in, he got the job done. Eric Swanson came in, he got the job done in the top of the ninth. Then bottom of the ninth comes around, and this was crazy. Right off the bat, Kurt Casale gets a 1-out walk, runner on first. Then JP hits a ground ball right at the pitcher, who then has a throwing error trying to throw Kurt Casale out, running to second. So that would put Kurt Casale on second, JP Crawford on first. And then a wild pitch by Soto, the pitcher for Detroit at the time, literally throws a wild pitch, which moves Kurt Casale to third base. So now you have runners on the corners. And Detroit decides to move to a 5-man infield, calling in their right fielder to play at the third base spot. You have 5 men on the infield against Jared Kelnick. And then they walk Jared Kelnick to load the bases. They go back to 4 infielders, however. And then Ty France comes out. And he gets the job done.
There it is! Ball game! Ty France! Told you about that plate coverage. You knew full well that could happen. And it did. The Mariners go into the playoffs with momentum, winning 3 of their last 4 ball games. Don't hurt him, guys. Don't hurt him.
That's a fact. Nice way to finish up the season. 90 wins for the Mariners this year as they head off to the postseason. And the things started on Friday. Well, what a great way to finish it.
So, Mariners would win 5-4 on their 13th walk-off of the season. It ties a franchise record going back to 2009. They finished their regular season record 90-72, and they tie last year's record of 90-72, which is pretty cool stuff. They solidify the wild card 2 spot, which has been solidified for a few games now. The win goes to Swanson and the loss goes to Soto of Detroit. So, some cool stats also from the crazy regular season. We had ups and downs, highs and lows, whatever you want to call it. Mariners finished the year with 2,287,405 total fans at T-Mobile Park. That's a lot of fans, probably one of the most they've had in a long time. And then Julio finishes his rookie season with 132 games. He batted .284, his on-base percentage was .345, his slugging was .509, and his OPS was .854. So that's pretty good stuff out of the batting spot. He had 28 home runs, 25 doubles, 3 triples, 84 runs scored, 75 RBIs, and 25 stolen bases on the year. Then he also had 145 strikeouts. That is something he could improve on going forward. Not saying it's terrible, but 145 strikeouts over 132 games is a lot. He did struggle with it a lot at the beginning of the year. So I don't think it'll be as high next year. He did have 40 walks and he had 560 plate appearances, which is very cool. And now our next game, now that the regular season is done, it's solidified, we're heading to Toronto for our next game. And the time of the games has been officially announced by Major League Baseball. The opening game of the American League Wild Card will be in Toronto, obviously. It will be a 1:07 p.m. Pacific time start, and it will be airing on ESPN. Now, Game 2 is the same thing. It's going to be a 1:07 p.m. Pacific time start on ESPN. And Game 3, if necessary, will be an 11:07 a.m. Pacific time, an early one, and it will be aired on ABC instead of ESPN. So that's only if it's necessary they need to go Game 3, which I could imagine it possibly being a 3-game series. Anyways, it's been also announced that Toronto will be starting Alek Manoah. He is 16-7 on the year with a 2.24 ERA. And the one for the Mariners who has also been announced is Luis Castillo, who was 8-6 on the year with a 2.99 ERA. Now, in their last 7 games, I like to go off the last 7 and last 7 starts on the regular season year. I think it shows what they were doing. Manoah went 4-1 with a 0.94 ERA. That is incredible. In Castillo's last 7, he went 3-1 with a 3.18 ERA. No matter what, that's both really good stats from both of those pitchers. Now, when it comes to actually pitching in a wild card game or in the playoffs, more wild card. I focused on the wild card here. Pitching in wild card games, Manoah has never pitched in a wild card game. That's kind of an interesting stat. Castillo has, though. He pitched in 2020 with Cincinnati in a wild card game. He went 5.1 innings pitched, 6 hits, and he gave up 1 earned run. He did lose, however, in that game. But, I mean, that's a great pitching performance. And then, their stats over the regular season against each other. Manoah versus Seattle pitched 1 game. He went 0-1. This was when we swept him in the 4-game series. He had a 2.45 ERA, and he pitched against the Mariners in that one game. He went 7.1 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned. He allowed a home run. He had 4 walks and 7 strikeouts. Now, Castillo, on the other hand, faced Toronto 1 time, okay? And he went, this was for Seattle. He did lose the game. He had a 3 ERA, 0-1, 6 innings pitched, 7 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 5 strikeouts. So he didn't walk anybody. He didn't allow any home runs, none of that stuff. So that's good to see. That's really good to see against a team that's very good at hitting in Toronto. I actually don't think he did that with the Mariners. I think it actually was with Cincinnati. He pitched against Toronto. But nonetheless, he might have been able to have a win if it was with the Mariners. And then going in the game two, no matter what the, you know, win or lose for the Mariners, I think it will be Robbie Ray. Just because, like, he's a veteran. He literally played for Toronto. He has playoff experience. It will most likely be Robbie Ray. And game three will probably be Gilbert. Now, I really wanted Kirby the pitch, but I see him pitching in an ALDS situation maybe if we play the Astros. Like, I don't think they're going to go on Kirby in a rookie year, no matter how good, just because of the being used to it. Now, Logan Gilbert has no experience as well, but Logan Gilbert is definitely more used to MLB-level batting versus Kirby, who's only had 1 year of experience compared to two with Gilbert. So that's my thoughts. I'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening to the Swing Podcast. We'll be back for the playoff game. And I'm going to leave you with a beautiful quote from Julio Rodriguez himself.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody that is here right now. You guys, Mariners fans, are really the best. I thank you for always supporting us throughout the whole year. Thank you for believing us. I know we fell short last year, but you guys still believing in us, and we're here right now. We're going to go to the postseason. We're going to have all of you guys in our heart, and we're going to give our best for this city and every single one of you guys. Let's keep on going. See you on drives. Let's go!